But the Martinists, they said, Echabitzel, the Shabbos Echabitzel, the Yachid, Ain the Talpino saw, which is really good source, right? Right? Well, the Chazi was a clear, well, this one, Sayanita, Alakofa has a clear, which is called the Father, the Sreka Asura, the Tzara Be'ela, Kula Asura. So what if that means then the Sreka Asura became a Sofek is also, which sounds like, even if there's a Sofek by a Dova Sheshon Mekirin, certainly one way to look at it, even a Sofek by a Dova Sheshon Mekirin, we are mapping. Rashi says, "Usreika al shelzu asura." Kasal for that, who's suffered no yomter, suffered kol asur yomter. Right? We're not sure about the status of when this egg was actually laid. So, nevertheless, it's a possibility. So, since Dorashe was possibility, it's no one yomter, and therefore, even the possibility that the Dorashe is on a theory already tells us that it's also it's not bought up. So that's what the simple meaning is: Usreika asura. Okay. Now, Tosus, the more then goes on. And discusses, asks a question. The Sefer says, "Miss Arba ve'Elef." Okay, later on, the Gemara says, "Miss Arba." Two lines later, okay. The Amos says, "Sefer aso misafek misafek treifura." Yachy Amos says, "Miss Arba ve'Elef kul asuras." Right, Miss Arba ve'Elef. If this egg now gets mixed up with a thousand other eggs, so it's kul asuras. So on the on that, Tosus says, "Bacheras," and some heavy gears will come back to Bacheras Bacheras. But the Tosi says, so Bishlama, Ahugala El, the Amor of Sreka Asur, Miss Arab of the Elef, Kulan Asuras, Nuchla Farsh, Kishapresh, and Tom, Miss Arab of the Elef, Isur Atzma. What got mixed up? In other words, what got mixed up with the original egg? Okay, in other words, when we have a case of a Suffolk, that's what the Tom learns, what that Gemara means. The Suffolk, the egg concerns it, so the Suffolk got mixed up. So this teaches us that there's a din of Darush Eshmatim, even in the case of Suffolk. That's how we learned it, that's what Tom said. In other words, you know, that one of the gears of Chayr's Bachesh will come back to, because that already is perhaps the Sreik Sreiker, right? Because that's a Suffolk on the original, now Suffolk, what got mixed up, right? So we'll see about that momentarily. But the moment, the Tosus quotes from Tom, is that Ahu Atzmokoi, right? And this Arab Eleva Isur Atzmokoi, okay? The actual egg that was also, that got mixed up with the other thousand. And that's the case of the Oshishim Athirin, and in the case of the Suffolk. The Rambam writes, and thank you for bringing the Swarm, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif, Perak Aleph, Alom Hafaf, which has the Rambam in there, the Rambam Maimar, the Suffolk, and the whole suit. This popping system has a Rambam on the desk. Look at the Yontif. So again, basically, what emerges from that Tosus is that the Beitza that was what emerges in that Tosus is that the Beitza Shenolda Biyantif, which is a Vaday Isser, that's what got mixed up with the thousands. I know which it is, so that's the case of Dovah Sheshon Atiri. Okay, and basically the case of the Mark is an egg got mixed up, and what type of egg are we talking about? What type of Beitza are we talking about? So the way Tosus, the way Tom seems to learn, that if we're talking that this the Dovah Sheshon Atirin, but now we don't know which egg is the Dovah Sheshon Atirin, right? In other words, there's a thousand eggs, there are 999 regular eggs. So therefore we say, in that case of a Suffolk, I want to stress, I'm not going to explain it clearly. You take a look, Rashi says that at the beginning, Kosal Kedaita, Suffolk, Nodu Yontu, Suffolk, Bechol Asur Biyankut. Rashi, that's what Mark thinks at first, but ultimately the conclusion is that no, the egg was Vaday Hachamyanta, but now it got mixed up with others. So that's the case of Suffolk. The case of Suffolk Devash Matir, which is what Tom talks about. That's the case. I don't know which egg in this batch was the what was the egg that was Osir. So now we'll say, nonetheless, since there is a Suffolk in every single one of these eggs, that maybe there's a Devash Matir, so the whole thing is not Bata. That's what Rabbi Tom is. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Kishem she'asa l'alacha kachas l'talko. Afilu nis'ar be'elav kulam asuris. Shari l'machar yutru hakol. V'chol dom v'sheish matirin. Afilu be'elav alofim eno bata. The Rambam is saying that this is what he's talking about is the Beit HaShanova. Okay, so it's asur. And just like it's asur eat, it's asur in the talko. And afilu nis'ar be'elav. And that egg, this, what is the suffix? The suffix is which egg in this mixture was the one they all look alike. Which one was the one that's dom v'sheish matirin? So since we don't know, so says the Rambam, they're all usher. And he sort of says the way Rashi learns, the simple reading, right? So, because Shaharei Lamachar, Yutru HaKol, B'chol Dodo, Yishmatim, Afi B'alav, Alav, Me'el Bato. Okay, that's the language of the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah writes, that he refers to the Morim Beitza, quotes the Beitza, Achas, Spacious, Olvi, Chabas, Achas, Pish, Olvi, Yantan, Ein, the Talmas, Olvi, Chas, Olvi, Chas, Olvi, Chas, Olvi, Chas, Olvi, Chas, Olvi, Chas, Olvi, and Askina Rav Ashi later on Sveka no b'chol Sveka no b'yant. I'm sorry. Sveka no b'chol Sveka no b'yant. Judavah sheish matir b'chol dovah sheish matir afilu be'elav lo b'akil. Velo kasa Ravenu Sveka yantu Sveka kol. Shekeim an she'en lo b'itul pshita she Sveka asura. Okay. Perk sheni kasa b'chol Sveka muhan asa. U Sveka she nisar b'acheros. Yesh mi shahor shekula maturos. Mutaros. That's the second case. That's already Sveka case. If you have a suffix, and that got mixed up with others, it was an egg which we don't know whether it was hatched on Yom or not. We don't know. And that got mixed up with others, so yesh mishor shekul mutaris. V'chikatani nis'ar be'el of kul nasuris avadoi kai. V'yesh mishosa, that's a material his gemara shbosa, which we'll see. V'chenir ben adirer rabbeinu. So take a look at the gemara. Where do you put the pause? Now, if you have a case, the gemara says, Sveika Asura, more based on Afghanistan. It says, Sveika Asura. And then it says, Nis'ar ba'elav kun asuras. So translate in English. If there's a suffix, it's Asur. And if it gets mixed up with a thousand, then they're all Asur. What's the it? Okay, what is the antecedent to that pronoun, it? If Nis'ar ba'elav, if it got mixed up, well, what got mixed up? Is that going on the immediately previous statement, Sveika Asura? And not only that, but a suffix, if it got mixed up with a thousand souls, maybe it's fake, even will be awesome. Or no, it's going back to the original statement, the Beitza itself. In other words, fake asura, comma. And also, if it, what? Not the fake case, the original case, right? You follow the distinction, it's a matter of where, again, I know some of you learned this way, but those of you who learned the goal, so that's, if you follow how, the question on how to read the Gemara. That's what the Magid Mishnah is spelling out. Okay, does the Gemara mean? When it says Sveika Asura, meaning a suffix about, you know, it, here's an egg that was Vadai Nolda Beyantim, and Sveika means it got mixed up with others, and so now Sveika, any suffix about it is Asura. And then also, in Nisar Be'elav, not the suffix, the plain egg, the Vadai Asura egg. Or does it mean no? Sveika Asura and Sveika that got mixed up with others. So that's really the question. Okay, that's why I want to show you that. That's why I'll show you that my commission.
Because he spells it out that way. So
I'm just saying that the Magnishan point out there's two real ways to learn it. The smag in Losa say kuf mem aleph, which you don't have which you already. Tanya Dikus Masan Baita Safek Baita Trefa Asura. Okay? Because what he says, Safek, we don't know about the egg. So the in this Arab Elf Tunasa, so Omar Abinu Yaakov, okay. The Nis'arva Omed Al-Vadai makes a trefa, Shemitchila Sabraisa, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yaakov says that the statement of Nis'arva is going on the Vadai Asur egg, or the earlier part of the Braisa, not going back on that statement of Sveika. Okay? The Ilo Sveika, Lama Kulon Asur, it's all Sveik Sveiko. Lama Shmuel Perkatarovis, it's all my now, all Sveik Sveika, Asur, okay? You know, the Sveik, the different did by Sveik Sveika. And ain't halachim. He says it's very sacred usher, but others say it's muta. Ain't halachim also el kirab misurid or al shorid. Rap and parakamid subas. Over pesach subas, he has other cases. But the bottom line is the smag. What emerges from that smag is that's the way he learns the tosis as well. That a suffix by double sheishon matirin, then we're going to answer everything. But if it's a straight, it's a double suffix. It's a suffix if this egg is usher altogether. Now this egg got mixed up with others, so now it's a double suffix, and that's where the question is straight sacred. Okay, and so that's what I'm going to show you from there. If we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch by us, Simkuf Beis, Sif, Sif Sukum Bay Sif Aleph. Get through the Shulchan, through the passing, right? Call the Rajesh Matir, Kigom, Baitu Shinoga Biyantiv, Sharuya Lamachar. In this Arab Bacheros, if that Baitu is not Biyantiv, got mixed up with others, Ben Shlema Ben Trufa, Ain of a Telafil Be'er, Be'er Be'er, good. Vafil Safek im Nodu Biyantiv, but this Arab Bacher Asuros, it says even if there's a Safek with his Nodu Biyantiv, it's still going to be Asur, that's a Hindusun. In this Arab Shein, and then the Telus, I'll get back to Mina later. Okay? So let's take a look at the Shah. Shah writes in Cotton Days. Vafil Safek im Nodu, okay? He refers to something from the Bach, and he says, the first part, he says, the cult. Whatever the Kol Masha Kosav Abat Khan is not correct in a Bukhov. Okay, and actually that's that same focus we talked about. And he says as follows, he's on the right line. The Lokasav Shah of the Suffolk Bukh Yak to Shane Bukhov. Let's look first. Okay. And Bain Shlema perish. She belav haki ainu b'tehila. That the dover sheminin the lovatul kamashakasu. Right, kamashakasu. It's a whole thing. It's a not bottle. It's a unit. And here, the Taz says a very important point. He says, we had in the last two simon and two other things that are not both of the Elf either, right? We had Beria and Chatich Roliskabe. So Taz points out that regarding Safek, this is the point that I want to mention, it's the Shah. Okay, by Beria and by Ketichel Eskabe, by Sofek, it's Mutter. Okay, we're not Machmer by Sofek. Im Avada Yisru Drabonah, now we are in the Sofek Shul, the Mutter, the Chol Sofek Drabonah. We are to go to Dover Choshev. Aval Kan, I feel the suffix is the Rabbanon Osir, Heyman Shei Shomatir. The Taz is stressing that we have three consecutive steps.
The
Taz.
Yeah, the
Shach
says that in the
Dalit. Oh, in the Dalit. That's what he said. Shach in the Dalit also. Good. All right, so in other words, what the post is pointing out is that you have three straight simonim of things that are never bothered. Right? Very, until it's got it, Heyman Shei Shomatir. They're pointing out an important distinction. By the others, if a suffix, the whole chum is on the one. Right? Again, as the Taz says in Panhala, this whole din is Acher Mahatos anyway. The Torah doesn't distinguish between whether it's a Chatech or a Skabe, whatever else. The whole thing is a chum is on the one. So therefore, with any suffix, ordinarily, safe second of all, the cool. Masha'im came here, the Taz is pointing out, based on the Shatra, but both pointing out, based on the Shahar, that even a suffix is. So that's an important distinction to bear in mind. And very possibly, perhaps surprisingly, even a case of the straight sefer. If you look in the Sugyan Beitza, that I read to you the part of Tosas that I wanted to read to you in terms of in the Talmud. If you look at the beginning of that same Tosas on the Gimel and Beis, their Tosas says, "Avacheros Bacheros," right? An extra suffix, another mispatch got mixed up with others. Hemodim came also straight sefer. Okay, it's a problem with straight sefer. And if you learn it the second way, the other way I told you, the Hainu, if you learn it the way the other way I told you, the Hainu that when it says Sveika Asura, and then this Arba Be'elav, it's going on the Sveika. The Sveika got further mixed up with others, so now it's a double suffix, right? Which one of these eggs is it? And we don't even know if that original egg was also installed with. If you learn it like that, then you're saying that it's even a Chumra by Sveika in terms of Dabar Shei Shalat Tiri. The Rashba. Okay, Rashbo in the Torah Sabayis, and again, this itself is my focus of Shishon. Rashbo writes in the Torah Sabayis, Ha'ara, Abayis Dalad, Shar Al, of course, Daf Chof, Hei, Amad Alef. I should say, to say by Dal Shabbos. Okay. By Dal Shabbos. Okay, whatever the page is correct, it's Kofhei, Kofhei Rav. Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal Pirish Hossam Reish Bar Kama Devesa. The Avadai Koi, that the Sufik is going, the case is talking about a Vadai Eimitz also. The Lekka El Chadus Sreka. Of a Sufik Nolda, Sufik Lo Nolda. We're not sure when this egg was born, was Nanyanda or not. In this Arba Bacheras, then call Kula Mutar to call Sufik Sreka Mutu. Rosh Boss says the Pharisee, she quotes that Rabbeinu Yaakov, that Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? And, good, so this according to him, even a Sfeik Sfeika. But, as I said before, not everybody agrees to that. Not everybody agrees to that. The Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, it is, in Paragal, it's in Puff Puff Mem Aleph, he says that the Beitza being discussed in that Gemara is the Sfeika Beitza. And that gets mixed up in this Arab of Ella. So even a Sfeik Sfeika, the Doshesh Amtir by Sfeik Sfeika, it still applies. In other words, there's no leniency of Sfeik Sfeika if a Dover Shemat Yeshon appearing is in the mix. And it makes a certain amount of sense, especially if you hold like Rashi, actually, for a bit, what do you rely on anything for? Don't rely on Sfeik Sfeika, don't rely on any kind of Akhrah. But you shouldn't rely on any kind of Akhrah. It doesn't matter what's a Safay, Sfeik Dabamakula, Sfeik Sfeika. In other words, the other Mishonim are saying, well, wait a minute, Sfeik Sfeika and Kalatura Kula is Mukha. Right? They're good, but not by Dover Shemat Yeshon. That's how the Mordechai says over there. Avodah Zarah Paragal from Tuftaf Mem Aleph. And even it's even the case of Sfeik Sfeika. Okay? I also referred to a Chubas HaRosh called Eisim Aleph. Okay? Where the Rosh says, well, basically says the other way. The Shach quotes it. Okay? But I'm not going to spend the time on that. The Bedek HaBayis, on the previous page, Chof Da'al Reis, he quotes Bedek HaBayis, Chof Da'al Reis, the previous, again, still Bayis Da'al Shar Beis. Okay, the Bedek HaBayis writes, Rechosav, and the Yitzchak HaZoki, I do a Balatosel, read Balatosel. The lower in its face, Sveik Shorei, so this is the whole issue, which I'm just calling to your attention briefly, in the sugya of Sveik Sveika, the famous shot in Kufyud. There are Sveikas and there are Sveikas. Not every Sveik Sveika, there are different rules by Sveik Sveika. Sometimes you have a Sveik Sveika, which comes from a different... And yes, Sveik Sveika is usually mutter. But sometimes you have one Sveik is in a guf, and one Sveik is a tarovis. In other words, the suffering about the gufa iser and suffering because of a mixture does not automatically qualify as a sveik sveik according to Rishonim. That's how the Rosh seems to say, other Rishonim seem to say. Again, this is not our sugya now, and that's the famous, the Shach, as you probably know, wrote an entire country, sveik sveik, the Shach in Sim Kufyuri has, I don't know, 50, I forgot how many, klolim regarding sveik sveik. In other words, it's not automatically, because when we say a double suffering, when the suffering is on the same thing, right, when you have a Sufik Echad Beguf and Sufik Echad Bakarubas, these are two different Sufikas. One Sufik is the status of this egg by itself, and a different Sufik is because it's in a mixture with other eggs. So that doesn't necessarily automatically qualify as a Sufik Sufik. Okay? Here, that's what we have, according to this approach. Right? We have one Sufik on the Gufa Beitza, is this a Beitza Shom Yontif or not? Another Sufik is a Tarubas. Okay, so you can't necessarily qualify that as a Sveik Sveika. Okay? And that's what the Mordechai said. Yeah.
He's a Zgunim
Rav. Right, he's a Zgunim Rav. He's like the Mordechai. And like and that's the Shuza Rashi saying in the case of these. And he's talking about, we have a problem with his case was about the beer that was made out of the Yashan. Okay, we have a Sufik when it came from. Okay, called a double Sufik because one is a Sufik. Gushan is a Kodesh, and maybe it took root in the previous year. Okay, so kind of Sveik Sveika. Anyway, so on that discussion, again, it's not our topic, but I just want to bring it to attention. It comes up over here. So the fact that some people say, again, it's a matter of how you read that Gemara Beitza. You read what it says, first of all, the double line of Acheres Bacheres, but even when you say Sveikum, Usur, I'm sorry, Nisarva, Kun Asuris, is that going in a Suffolk case? So like the Rosh Boss says, I'm going to say, isn't Sveik Sveika always Lunder? Yeah, but maybe maybe there's an exception, or maybe it's not really an exception. Maybe it's not an exception to Rishon Lezion. It's two different types of sveikah. Something that will do, something that has a bit the tarugus. Okay. The Ra'oah doesn't really accept that. The Ra'oah, that for the Kabbayis, the Chofetz Chaim, the Chosh, when he gets up, the Lord says, Shalom, there's two sveikahs, I've always been called two tarugus. He goes, Zoom. So Amar Nu Shinofa Tabaz, come to the case of the ring that Jews from Abu Zorah, God gets them other rings. Okay. Anyway, the Berek HaBayis does not feel, he feels that all Sveik Sveik is a mutter. Okay. And all Sveik Sveik is a mutter. He doesn't go for this this particular distinction. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's a machlokas Rishon. So I wanted to just finish off with that. I don't want to go into any further on those details. But I want to point out to you now, and it's in the first Mamre Komas I think we just gave out. Yeah, as the, what do you call it, the Shara Tarotis that did, the first one here. The new packet that just came in. Right. What's that? Not a review that person. Right. Okay. I want to point out something else, a kind of general aura here before we go into other details of the association with hearing. Alright, and that is the following. Here. We take a look in the Shara for it was the very end of Chelek Gimel. I'm excited. The end of Parag Beis. The end of Parag Beis. He says the dog, and it really dovetails with the Taz and the Yisro. He says the Dabar Sheish Matirim Yesh Bo Chumas Yoser Min Tor Machashuvim Begam Kulos Yesh Bo. He says Dabar Sheish Matirim is his own set of rules. Okay. Okay, which is so important. Even though the other item isn't the shalim, okay, af she'ein shalim. The tamo, we'll come back to that too, it doesn't have to be the end, even tam, kind of status of the other shalim material. The af seiko osu, okay? And all these things, suffering is kaponon, and so is the kula, but not the karogas, and the other shalim material, after suffering kaponon osu, and so on. So he points out there are these certain homers and certain kulas, certain homers by association with theory. But by barrier and shai garam hashuvim like I think was kabe, he suffered. You have a barrier, it's reka mutter. Okay, by those things and so on. And then he says there are certain kulas, which we'll get to also as well. For example, the association with theory, we mentioned this already, the dafka the mino also. Okay, the culture of and then shalom mino. Right, so it's only the case of Mimimina we mentioned, no? Alright? So it has certain coolers, certain homers. The question is, I'd just like to share with you some insights on salvation from the Brahma. These are written up in a couple of the Prokim in the comments we were saying. Okay? Again, the Shulchan Aruch rules, called the Rishon Lakhirin, Shinis Arvimino in a bottle, I feel the element, Arvimino in a bottle of Shisha. So the Rav said, why should that be? Again, the Kirugam says it, it's correct. The Rav wanted to know, so that by barrier, I think was Kabe and so on, we mentioned no chilip, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference if minu, 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 she'eno, minu. But the Rosh Hashanah here, it didn't say anything. Okay? The Rav is pointing out is that actually the Mechaber didn't exactly spell out the chilip over there either. If you look back and see the Aleph, at the very end of Sukkot and Vav, the Rav Moab pipes up, ein chilip ben yisar b'minim or shalob b'minim. Okay, in other words, the Ramos, the Mechaber didn't specify. The Ramos specifies. And we assume there's no argument, the Ramos just specifying it. So, the Rav wonders, yet over here, where the Mechaber also doesn't say anything, how come the Ramos doesn't wake up and say, wait a minute, there's no difference? Evidently, there is a difference. So, the Rav said there's a fundamental distinction between Doshesh and Matirim on one side, and Beria, Hatif Uskabe on the other side. Okay, and he says like this, that which Beria and Hatif Uskabe are not bato. Basically, the Rabbanan said that these are cases because of their chashivas, they're considered nikar ha'isa. Remember that mission we kept looking at so many times in the Gid on Russia, right? The Gid is special, the other Gid, and the Chaticha is special, the Chaticha. So we mentioned the distinction when you have Nikar and Issa. Because what is Bittul? What Bittul means is that we pretend that this item is not here. It's insignificant. It's Bittul. That's the definition of the term Bittul. Okay, when you have Nikar and Issa, and we discussed this, right? When you have Nikar and Issa, you can't say it's Bittul. So the Rav said that the Rabbanan where goes there by burying, by Chaticha Liskabe, is that those are places of Nikar Yisr because of their inherent Hashivas. How we understand it? We have to understand it. The Beria and the Chaticha Liskabe are situations where the Yisr is Nikar, and therefore it's not mixed in with the Heter. It stands on its own. It's not considered a Tarobis that is going to be overwhelmed by the Dabar Amutta. It stands on its own. That's the Sora. But by Dabar Shesh Matirin, what the Rav is saying is, the Dabar Shesh HaMatirin, there's never it never becomes qualified or classified as a Tarovis. Dabar Shesh HaMatirin, and it's especially by the way if you learn it like the Rav, okay? But it never becomes qualified as a, it's not Pshat, there's a Tarovis, and Nikar Issa, so you can identify, you can take the Gid out, like in that Mishnah in the end of the seventh paragraph, right? That's by Beri and Chaticha Liskabe. But by Dabar Shesh HaMatirin, basically what the Chazal say, and the Lord learns it, is that it's not a tarobis at all. There's never chaloshen tarobis. There's no chaloshen tarobis. Okay? What it means is there is a tarobis, okay, but I don't want to clarify what it means. Not that it, obviously, there is a mixture. I can say there's no chalos. It means halachically that there's no chalos of a tarobis in that the din of bittul doesn't apply. In other words, it becomes like, I'm trying to say right. I don't always say the case, but the other thing is here in. There is a tarobis, but there's no kula. There's no kula of bittul. Now, if you're saying it doesn't have a shame tarobis in that the dabar ha'mutter will overwhelm the dabar ha'aser. In other words, it's not. There's no hachro. You can't have a hachro with kula. Yeah.
That sounds very much like
the Rav. I said what.
But is that what the Rav is thinking?
That
it has to be that since
the
absence of
difficulty? The words when we're calling the double shesh matirin is Arab lo gaz rabban shalom chalsh lo gaz rabban shalom chalsh in the believer but after the bar chalsh in the koma from lo mahani ba achro lo kul of the din bittul. I think that's in the book. I think the lines are correct. I saw another notes also. But if, maybe not as clear, but that, in other words, he points out, even the Raisa, like you said, we mentioned in the past, Balachayim are not Bato. Okay? That's like Beria Chaticha Liskabe, because they're inherent importance. Okay? But by Dabar Shesh HaMatirin, the Chumra is. Let me put it better this way. Okay, it really comes out. It comes out that in a case where you have a barrier or chatucha liskabe, that's really where we don't call it tarobis at all. Because nikar iser, right? Tarobis means things get mixed together, right? If nikar iser, so there's no tarobis at all, right? It's the item stands out, and therefore it's not mixed with the others. By Chaticha is by that same thing by Chaticha Liskabe, because it's important. By Dabar Shesh HaMatirin, yes, there is a tarovis, but it's not a regular din of a tarovis. It doesn't take on the regular din of tarovis where one thing overwhelms the other. Okay, the din of a bittul a tarovis is that the Dabar HaMutter overwhelms. The Dabar HaAser therefore becomes Mutter. And that's what doesn't apply to Dabar Shesh. Not because something is Nikar, something is not Nikar. Go back to the Beitza. We have a Beitza, nothing gets mixed up with other Beitza. So nothing is Nikar, you can't see anything. There's nothing.
that in a certain sense it comes out of the opposite of what I said. It really is a tarobis. It's a more of a tarobis. But because it's a double shayshon material, it never takes on the din of a regular tarobis. Do you follow the fiction? In other words, I'll say it again better. So it's really by tchadikul iskabe and by dover and by barrier. Right? In a certain sense, it's not a tarobis in that the items are not mixed. I can see. Right? Again, like that case in the Mishnah in Chulin. I can see that this is the Gid HaNosh. It's sticking out. It's not mixed with the other Gid. Right? I can tell. So it's really, it's not a tarobis at all, because but here it's a tarobis, but it doesn't take on the halakhic standing of a tarobis, so to speak. Okay? By Dabba Shishon Matir, they said that even though it might be a physical tarobis, but we're going to say that it's not bottle barov, or it's not bottle b'shishim, because we're not going to be machriya here lekula. Why are we not machriya lekula? Either, well, you said it's also like more like the run, because, but what I'm saying like this, I really wanted to work out, you asked the rabbi, I don't think he was siding with the run of Rashi. Okay, even according to Rashi, and Ein HaChanami, there is a tarobis here, but the decree, so to speak, of Dabbe Shesh HaMatir, Phil Shalos HaMatil, because, like Rashi, Adshet Tochanam is a Tochanam Behetir, it never takes on the status of Tarovis to which Bittul applies, because you have a better way out than Bittul, so to speak. You have another way out. And therefore, it's not a real Tarovis where everything is, even though physically it's intermingled, and physically you can't tell this Beitza and Shalom Yomtov from any other eggs that were bought last week. So physically it is a Tarovis, but halachically, because of the Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to call it a Tarovis in terms of Bittul. Okay, that's the way he said it. Even according to Rashi, yeah.
Is there a Nikar in the Rashi?
No, I don't think so. I don't think this is
not.
But what I think you may mean is that in a certain sense, not that the Issa is Nikar, but Bittul doesn't work because there's another way out. In other words, it's not a Tarovis to which Bittul applies. It's a physical Tarovis, and it's not Nikar Issa. In other words, really, by Chatikul Iskabe and by Beria, there it's not really a Tarobis at all, because you can identify that is Nikar Iser. But here it's not really Nikar Iser. Okay, there's nothing physically noticeable about it. And even Alakha, but because we know it's there, so it's not a Tarobis that has a din, the din to which a din of a bit will apply. I hope I'm explaining it a little. Okay? Yeah.
The reason why
it's
not applying is because it's going to be Mutaramara?
So if you hold like Rashi, yeah. But see, the Rav said a little further. He said like this. If you remember, by Beria, by Chatikul Iskabe, where they said that there is no Bittul, and that's called Nikar Iser, so that's just to explain why it applies whether Min Bimino or Min B'Sheino Mino. If it's Nikar Iser, it's Nikar Iser. So what's the difference between Tarovis and Min B'Sheino Mino? Okay. In other words, maybe I can't tell the flavor, but if it's an issur ben, so I can't be. You know, it's nikar issur. By Dov Sheish on Atirin, where there is a tarovis, the Chacham just said we don't rely on the concept of bittul. We may go, then we can say that the Chacham only said it when you see. Let's remember, because by min bishe eno mino. We have Bittul B'Shishim. So remember, the Rav connected it. We said, how does Bittul work? Is that a matter of Mitzias? If it's a matter of obliterating the flavor, then a Chanami, by Min B'Sheino Mino, what did we say again? We said that by Dov Sheish HaMatirin, it doesn't matter, it only applies by Min B'Mino, but not Min B'Sheino Mino. Why? Because Min B'Sheino Mino is the Bittul apply. How does the Bittul work? Bittul works because there's no impact of the flavor, right? In other words, there's no flavor. It doesn't, right? That's how Min B'Sheino Mino works. If it's Bittul, because so Mamela, there's no reason that Chazal would say that Dov Sheish HaMatirin. In other words, there, it's accomplished. What you need to do is you don't have to buy your line Bittul. What do you mean buy your line Bittul? The whole concept of Bittul is it doesn't have any impact. So it doesn't have any impact. So what do you mean, so to Dov Sheish HaMatirin? Why should I be able to rely on it today? Even according to Rashi.
Now, we gave a whole discussion the other day that what is Rashi and Rashi to find the Isser, but if it's min b'shein omino, l'maisa, there was a chalos of it physically was, but it has no impact. It does, the Dabar also doesn't, kind of loses complete identity. So even by Dabar Sheish HaMatirin, why should you wait till, even according to Rashi, why should you wait till tomorrow? Right now, it has, but if the bittul is just a hachra, okay, it's not a matter of actual flavor being impacted. We don't care, like, let's say, by min b'mino. Min b'mino, that there wasn't any flavor to begin with, right? By min b'mino. So then, that's what will apply the chum of Dabar Sheish HaMatirin. That's how the Rabbi explained why, by according to those who hold that way, why by Dabar Sheish HaMatirin there's a chilek between min b'mino and shein b'mino. Because of the way bittul works. Basically, the his yisod is, the Dabar Sheish HaMatirin, what we're saying is, it's not a tarogus that's subject to the rules of bittul. But the Rav said, that's only true if it's the type of bittul, which what? Which is basically a hachroah. It's basically a pesach. It's not a mitzvah's question. It's basically said, okay, we don't care about flavor. It's a regular hachroah. But when the bittul is a function of what? The function of a mitzvah that the flavor is obliterated, so that should, it doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah. Follow that says explaining this chiluk that's what she started with. Why does the Rambam here not pipe up like he said in the previous siman kufalo that by Barry by the Nikkur Skabi it doesn't matter it's it doesn't matter it's Shemuel. Why? Because it's the issue of Nikkur Issa, so it's Nikkur Issa no matter what. Okay, but by Dabar Sheish HaMatirin where the decision was what is this? This is not a it is a tarobis, but it's not a tarobis to which bittul applied. Then you could argue, yeah, it's not a tarobis to which bittul applied. If you're talking about the type of bittul, which is simply a hachra, which is a decision of psak, we're going to be making. What we call nepach isulios heter. It's almost arbitrary. In such a case, you can say the Dabar Sheish HaMatirin, is going to prevent that hachra from going into effect. But if the decision of, or the concept of bittul is that you're taking, you're actually, the physically, there's no impact of the Dabar HaAsur because it's completely eliminated by the Dabar HaMutar. So it's not a matter of Achra, it's not just Stam Achra, it's a Mitzias. So there, Dabar Sheish HaMatirin won't have any impact. You follow that? That's the way they'll explain it. Yeah.
Sorry, which one's the Achra, which one's the Mitzias,
So again, let's go back. Let's make sure we have it straight. By Hatiko Eskaved, by Beria. So what's the din? That basically is not really a tarobis at all because Nikar Issa. Right? It's not because it's a tarobis, but we're saying this doesn't apply. No, Nikar Issa, in effect, prevents it from ever becoming a tarobis in the first place. Right? That's by Beria. And therefore, by there, it doesn't make a difference. And that's what the Rambam writes, what the Rambam's lesson is. And some kufal sifa, but there's no chilek between whether the mixture is b'mino or shloka. We mentioned some argue, by the way, back there in the. I think we said some disagree. The Shach didn't quote this. I think we disagree. But leave that out. Okay, there are more rights. It doesn't matter by Ber, it doesn't matter by Chatikul Eskabed, whether the mixture is in Mishim, b'mino, Mishim, because that, in effect, prevents the chalos of the tarobis ever from coming into effect in the first place. Okay, not that it went into effect and but by Chatikul Eskabed. By Dabar Sheish HaMatirin, we're dealing with something which is not a tarobis. It is a tarobis. However, it's a tarobis to which, in effect, bittul doesn't apply. Okay, because but the Rabbi suggests that's only true. Okay, that's only true if we're dealing with what they're saying it doesn't apply to hachra, right? For example, bittul of min bimino, which is a bittul of min bimino, which had nothing to do with tam. It's a hachro, right? It's a chadbetray bottle of the rice. It's not a matter of an actual physical change because min bimino. I mean, there's no flavor. It's got nothing to do with tam. It's simply the Chacham decided, the Torah decided, the Chacham extended it, that this is a Hachra. This is a Hachra that there is such a thing as Bittul. So that's where we'll say, but by Dabar Sheish HaMatirin, they didn't apply the Hachra. They didn't apply the Hachra. That Dabar Sheish HaMatirin is a different type of Tarobis because since you have an opportunity to eat it later on without relying on this Hachra, it really goes back to what we said the other day. Is Bittul a backdoor? Remember, the other day, is Bittul a backdoor? What do you mean, Rashi? What do you mean, Rashi? What's the matter? It's a regular rule, right? To explain, well, in a certain sense, it's a backdoor hector. Right? Is it a backdoor hector? So let's assume for the moment that it is. So we'll say, by since it's only a backdoor hector, so like we saw that, right, was a cool design, right, who says, or something from the Shishim, so that makes sense if you're talking about a hachra, and there's a Dovah Sheisha Matirin, and I can, an hour and a half from now, or a day from now, I can eat this without relying on a backdoor hetter hachra, that's what I'm going to do. But, by min m'sheno mino, min m'sheno is not just a hachra, min m'sheno is a metzias. You follow? Okay, that's your question. Min m'sheno mino, so therefore you could argue that by min m'sheno mino, that is but the b'shishim, even a Dovah Sheisha Matirin. Okay, that's one thing that he said. Now, with this, in the later chapter, he said the following. Okay, this goes to the ties from just before. So if I can give him, talked about it. Okay, we'll explain the chumrah of Dovah Sheisha Matirin. So that's the kula. Remember, I showed you the Megadim. He said there's some kulas and some chumrahs of Dovah Sheisha Matirin, as opposed to Chatikos Kavim Berit. But there's also that's a kula, so to speak, that the Dovah Sheisha Matirin. By min b'she'en amino is batal b'shishim. But we don't apply the stringency, the Dovah Sheisha Matirin, to min b'she'en amino. That works with regular shishim. Okay, that's why there's a chilek as opposed to in very chadid l'shkav. On the other hand, we have a chumra by Dovah Sheisha Matirin, and that applies even just to this morning, Safek Darbanan. Okay? Because Safek Darbanan by Beri of Achadid l'shkav is mutter. Okay, well, it's a regular Darbanan. Okay, and then the whole culture of kula, we say, Shrek the one of kula. Okay? But by Dovah Sheisha Matirin, we're saying, no, it's Safek Darbanan. Well, what's the idea? Because again, he says, by usual Safek Darbanan, okay, by usual Safek Darbanan, there's a Safek, right? There's a, so to speak, latest a Safek, and the Chacham said it's mutter than Mekel in that Safek. Okay? But by Dovah Sheisha Matirin, said the Rav, what's the whole Chumrah of Dovah Sheisha Matirin? Don't rely on what? On a hachra l'kula. That's what the gzeirah d'rabbanan, that Dovah Sheisha Matirin is afil be'elef lo batel, is what? Is a rule by the Rabbanan saying, it's not a tarovus that is subject to the regular din of a bitul. Don't rely on these usual things. Again, whether it's Rashi, let's stick with Rashi. Adjit v'chanam is a backdoor hetter. Don't rely on the backdoor hetter. So m'mele, even sveik d'rabbanan l'kula, we're not going to say. Even in the case of a suffix, we machmer Dovah Sheisha Matirin. Why? So because, again, by Chatech L'Skabit, by Beria, it's a regular din d'Rabbanan. So we have the suffix, Sheikh Dabal L'Kula. But by Dovah Sheisha Matirin, the whole Chumrah, so to speak, of Dovah Sheisha Matirin, the whole din, is you're not supposed to rely on Achor L'Kula. So therefore, if there's a suffix over here, we're going to be machmer. It's the same yisod. But the Rebbe is saying the soul of Dovah Sheisha Matirin is not to rely on a hachra l'kula. So that explains, number one, why we won't rely on it by min b'mino, b'mishen amino, we will rely on it because that's not a hachra l'kula, that's a metzias, that the flavor is obliterated. Right? And we'll also explain the chumrah of Dovah Sheisha Matirin over Chatech L'Skabit and Beria, namely, that it'll even be machmer by Sveik D'Rabbanan, because that is the goof. That is the nature of the din of Dovah Sheisha Matirin, is we're not going to rely on a sveik on Achra L'Kula by Dovah Sheisha Matirin. So that's the second thing that he mentioned. Okay, and the third thing that he said in this regard is that regarding sveik, okay, you can really say the same thing. Okay, you really say the same thing. Those who hold that even by a sveik sveiker, we're going to be machmer Dovah Sheisha Matirin, will say the same thing. The whole chumrah of Dovah Sheisha Matirin is don't rely on our achra l'kula. See, the Rav said you don't have to come on to what we said before, that maybe it's a sveik sveiker, we're machmer because it's safek echa beguf, safek echa robes, have to analyze sveik sveiker. The Rav said even without analyzing anything about sveik sveiker, you could say that those who hold that, that Sveik applies even to that even in a case of Sveik Sveik, will be machmer kwanwa dovash hashavatirin. They're going to say it even goes so far, that's a hakrola kula. And any hakrola kula, others will say, I don't go that far. Well, we'll go in a normal suffix, but to say even a Sveik Sveik, that's against hakrola kula. Again, he says, you don't, those who are machmer can say it even by, that's what I'm saying, can say it even by a case of, Sveik Sveik. Okay? And it was, yeah.
Maybe we should reword the Masay that we treat the demarcation of Tyrion and Durya is exactly the same with whole Dabar.
No, again. So you see, at the end of Kufal Sivar, by the previous thing, right? By Kufal Sivar, we assume the same by Durya. Look at the end there. He says, the very end of Sivar, Kufal. What does it say there? Read it. Right. There's no chiluk. Yet, over here, by in Kuf Beis, the Ramah didn't say any chiluk. Evidently, all there is a chiluk. So that's where I started. So that's why he wanted to say that. So again, regarding Sveik, okay? So you could argue, the Rav said, that, in other words, what he said, you know, this sometimes, I'll share personal experience with saying, you know, sometimes I limited them. I came to the Rav, he was already older and not well. But you know, sometimes, if you read it, you know, sometimes he says things that are so compelling and it's so obvious that, you know, you thought it was a kasha the other one. You know, but sometimes, you know, you'll read a difficult Rambam and the Rambam is a kasha and it's a bomb kasha. It doesn't make any sense, you know, how could the Rambam possibly say it? By the time the Rambam finishes playing the Rambam, what the Rambam is? You thought it was obvious. You don't understand how you could think, you know, that was sometimes, you know, and those who studied the Rav stuff sometimes we had that. I mean, once I was, I'm living in the school, and they, you know, I built it out, I did it on purpose, I built it up a certain way, and they were all drunk, and I said to them, what happened to that? I said, half an hour ago, you thought that was like the best kasha ever, you know, and it was. You know, there's a story like that, that the Rav thought that, there's a machlokes. It really goes back to machlokes we've shown them, where the Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays, the Kriyas HaTorah Chovos HaYi, even Shabbos, Chovos HaYachar, Chovos HaTzibur. Right? That's a whole old question. So the Rav Chaim Brisk was of the opinion was the Chovos HaYachar. The Chovos HaYachar. That's against most. It's like it's always fun. Assume if you miss Dam in the morning, then there's no minion to put together minion to get together the Kriyas HaTorah. You know, in the airport, no such thing. So, Elliot Prisoner, who was salvation, the Rav's grandfather from the mother's side, the Rav's mother's father, they were Leo Feinstein, the cousin of Moshe Feinstein. They were related, the cousin of Moshe Feinstein were related. His name is Leo Feinstein from Prisoner. It's called Elliot Prisoner. I'm calling his own, right? Their tshuva is called Halicha Seleo, it's a real life. Anyway, so. The story is that I heard that he once, when the Rav was a younger man, he told, the Rav Prisoner told the Rav was a younger boy, a young man, whatever, he told him that he has a raya, that his other grandfather is wrong. The raya is Ram quotes Ramban and Megillah. So the Ram quotes Ramban and Megillah, and it seems to make it pretty clear that, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovos HaTzibur, not Chovos HaYachid. He said, but, there's a story, don't show this Ran and Ramban to your other grandfather, because by the time he finishes reading it, not only won't be a kasha against his position, it'll be a raya for him. Right? By the time he rereads it, you know, it'll be a raya for his position. But anyway, so once you say this idea that it's not a achra, I said that we don't, that the din and don't my parents were not achriel akula. So taka, how can anybody say sveik sveika? How can anybody be shown that we saw say that sveik sveika is also going to be? It should also be mutter, the Dovash HaShematirin, the Chum of Dovash HaShematirin, I can't even say it's mutter, the Chum of Dovash HaShematirin should apply even the Sveik Sveik, like some Rishonim say. So the Rabbi has to say, okay, so if you, those Rishonim, like around the top, that toast that we saw, we hold them by Sveik Sveik, we don't apply the Chum of Dovash HaShematirin, he said, we'll have to say that by Sveik Sveik, it's not even a chalos atarobis. That's the point. It's so far removed there's no latest a suffix. But sveik sveik is so far removed that there's no latest a suffix. That's what you have to say. The last thing I want to mention from the Rav on this issue is Okay, that's what I'm saying about that. Now, a few other things that are no gay. I printed them on my phone, so you look them up yourselves. The Gemara in the Darn by us, Nun in the Babi, Nun Zayin of Beis, Nun Chesem Al, has various examples of Dover Sheishon material. I'll read. It's just Kedai to see because you know, it'll give you an idea. Nun Dalid on the Beis, sorry, Nun Zayin of Beis in the Darn, a little bit after that round. He says, Shimon Omer, all Dover Sheishon material, no, Tevel, Elisha Sheni, Vehekdish, Vechadash, then Lo Nasr Chacham Shir, that's Dover Sheishon material, right? So just give the Kedai to see, he gives examples, right? Dover Sheishon material, Tevel, Elisha Sheni, Hekdish, Chadash, Lo Nasr Chacham Shir, Vechadash, Sheen Lo Matirin, Yom Truma, Uchumas Meiser, Vechala, Vearla, Vechar, Nasr Chacham Shir. Okay, so that's important. You know, looking around, he explains the different examples, what they are. And the kind of side of the page, in the drama course, you have the Ran. All right? When it says, Lo Nasu Ben Chacham Shir, it means, Sha'osu Kosho, right? That's at least Bemina, right? But below Bemina, those are the as we said before. That's what the Shemar said. So the Ran here, on the drama, already mentioned the Chiluk. That is both of a culture, right? But that's the mino. The mino means no satan, the shishi. Okay? The babash ainlo, the whole babash ainlo up here, so that's nasun and chacham shir. She says, Shafinus arv mino, the pelim shumach, my spice, the chalap, the mayor of our holy cook, and Messiah, and so on. So that's the rhyme over there in the dark. Now, in the Yerushalmi, a slight variation, I want to point out. Okay, the Yerushalmi is in parrot vogue. I love the Dalit in the dark. The same sugya. There, our above I love the Dalit. And it quotes also Rishim. Just a moment. Shimon Om, Shum Yeshua. We don't have that in the body, I don't think of Yeshua. But anyway, it says, called Dover Sheshon Matirin, no Tevel, O Master Shem, the Hekdash, Achadash, O Lazar, Chacham Shir, Elamin, Bemino, Kalshu, the Shlomi, the most in time. So the Yushalmi had it before. The Ran, but the Babli didn't spell it out. The Ran put it in, and again, we just discussed, and maybe it could be meant by the Shomar, only by Bemino, but the Yushalmi spells it out. Elamin, Bemino, Kalshu, the Shlomi, the most in time. Because Eno, I think, no, Truma, the Chalab, all of the Tevel, Chacham Shir. Then the Yerushalmi goes on and says, what about the Dharma? Okay, what about a Nether? Because a Nether, is that a Dover Sheishon Matirin? After all, it can be, it's going to take a Nether for 30 days or whatever. Elon the Dharma, Ma, Avalon, the Dover Sheishon Matirin, or the Dover Sheishon Matirin? Okay, that Yerushalmi raises that question, it's not the Bible, it's not interesting. You should look it up and see the Karbet, the Kedosh inside. The Stav was doing a Kedosh Sheishon Matirin. The Tanin Taman, Shazok and Okas and Nether be Karbet. He says it should be called Kedosh Sheishon Matirin because you can be Shoel on a Nether and the Chacham is Okas and Nether be Karbet. Those who study the Dharma know that they're not, they really, it's as if you never took the Nether the first place. It's not Mikala Abot. It's not Megas Guys Mikala Abot. It's as if, right, when they learn the Dharma, it's as if it was uprooted, as if the Nether was never taken. Not shot, you go for a Torah Siddur, the Nether is bumping the Kamal HaBor. No, it's as if you never had it in the first place. So you say, that sounds more like a negotiation right here. Then in Amri, there's some hold on. The other way, that's how we pass it. So it could revolve around that issue. Yeah?
Are you saying that's the same divine place from the other, that it's as if it was never also in the first place?
And why is it too long?
Because it works.
Well, you say, well, eventually the net rules.
No, you don't have to.
So why would this is the issue material because of the copy of the knowledge?
No, because right now it's the lawsuit, right?
Yeah, but yes. Yeah, so
right now it's the lawsuit. There's going to be a hustle when the net was up anyway. So let's say it was an untimed net, the guy just took another fabric. Okay? Alright, so I just wanted you to be aware of it. Just to go a little bit back, I don't want to have this, we'll move on a few minutes. Yeah?
Maybe you
should be,
are we asking?
Let me make our point. Okay, but he ties into that question. So, just a number of Ha'aretz, the Rosh Bo, has a few important things regarding negotiation material, which is in the Vayetal Sharhav, the correct source I wrote down. It's about Yud Beis and Beis. Okay? And it's clear also, there's a long piece there, but it's kedai to read. I'll look at it, Sheila will look in the Tosavais and Kotzer. Vayetal Sharhav, it's about Yud Beis and Beis. Okay? Starks, so we're going to look it up. Towards the bottom of the first column is this edition. Okay, top of the second column. It says Chodori is not to the middle of the bottom. Rachel Pishen or is a color. It supports it. No, it's also the case of basis on the paper. Very good summary in the presentation, the whole thing. But I want to just look quickly to save a few moments. Ches put out and Baithal are out. It's important to hear this. Okay, the Torah Zavayis writes the Shalom. We are royally. Shelo amru dovesh amatirin ela kishamakir asid lovo al kol panim kibetz shenol v'yantiv shenis arv v'cheres shenitaris v'er al kol panim. Okay, he said dovesh amatirin only works if vada yavo heter. It's definitely going to become mutter. It's not subject to possibilities or whatever else. It's vada yavo heter. Motzor yantiv the beit shenol is going to be mutter. Come whatever. Okay. It doesn't matter. Vada yavo heter. That's what he says. So I'll call upon him. Kebeit shol yantiv shenis arva cher. She teres the erva. I'll call upon him. V'chein in shemat v'yodol lasos below hefzid. Ketevel shenis arva peres b'sar v'yeish v'yodol. O tom acher. Shoyokol ahapu shal tevel shenis arva netevel. That's also. Okay. V'chein kol peres v'zeh. Or he says if it's v'yodol to do it. You have tevel. It's biyadcha to do it. In other words, you can make this happen. It may not happen automatically, but it's up to you to make it happen. Avol mashein biyadcha. Ve'en vada shema matir. Then eno within the mashesh matir. Ficha beitzo shel sofek treifa. She nis arba b'acheros. Afo pi she efshar she titon o tarnigolet. Let's say it'll turn out it's a beitza. It's a beitza. The sofek treifa. The chicken is a sofek treifa. Okay. Now, what we have a tradition or an understanding, Chazal understand that the hangbok born from a bird, the treifa cannot give birth. Can't give birth. Okay. I'm not going to now whether anatomically or biologically, but lahalacha, an animal that's a treifa cannot give birth. Okay. So now we have an egg. There's a chicken consumed, which is a sofek with its treifa. Okay, so I don't know. Let's say half a year from now, this chicken's going to lay more eggs. So that's not a simon of what that wasn't a treifa, right? So says the Rosh Bo here. Afichin beitzah shel sofek treifa is arba cheres. Afal pi she'efshar shetiton oda tarnegolas. Okay, then they have or another thing. If it lives 12 months, it's also a simon. It's not a treifa. So now the thing will live another 12 months. Ein zekidin da v'sheish matir. The two important things. Okay, that it's number one that it's automatically going to come, and number two that alternatively you are in control. You are able to tell you can be mafresh truma, so you can take care. Anytime I want, I go mafresh truma. Now, I just want to forgive me another 2 minutes. Okay? The Rambam by us in Perek Tzayin Lachos Machos Asuras. That's good. It's good. Shmaya. Okay? The Rambam in Perek Tzayin Lachos Machos Asuras. Halacha has in Yud. Okay? Listen to what the Rambam says. Perak Tezalot at Pesimber. First of all, your royal lead, Shekol Dovashu, we said it, we saw this already, right? That's the royal lead. Shekol Dovashu Choshev, it's a Mimokom, and it comes and so on. And then he writes, Allah, you have not for Rimon Echor, if I was also a slave of my hair, Merim Bidad, he's special by the pomegranates, he's special by the nuts. Enough when I show you what I call Rimon Echorim, however, Echorim Mutarim, Shekorimon 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 Enough for the Karobas of Shon or Rimon the Elf Kul and Surin. Long never bought Royal Hat is straight, and she knew Paul and Karobas and she didn't come out of her anal. Okay, this is a Rambam we saw. I'm going to come back to this while I'm quoting in a second. There is another Rambam in the whole place is Eric Zion, Vilchas Avos Kochavim, Allah Yud. The Lazar, Eric Zion, Allah Yud. I'm not sure if I just want to get through this. Okay, Eric Zion, Allah Yud. The case is Avodah Zarah or Asherah Shenifstur for Afra Oser Banah. Okay, Sofek Avodah Zarah Oser Usfek Sfek Amuter Kaiser. Kosha Avodah Zarah Shenafal Beotzer Mali Kosos Kula Asuros Meshe Avodah Zarah Becholm Shemsha Oser Kolshein Perush Kos Echad Ben Atros Adav Kos Shnayim Harayim Mutar. Okay, so the case of Mishnah over there in Lucas Avodah Zarah. Again, please look it up. Nura Maskil, case of Kosov Razor, he says as follows. He points out that there seems to be a stira between where he wrote over here, and he wrote Hilchos Macholos Asuras in terms of the Sufik. Because here, he requires, here on Razor, it says one Taros is already Mafia, okay? But over there, it requires two Taros, okay? Writes Avol Kosher. Give him asking enough for the Kosher Shnayim. That's the case of Avol Kosher. Shekasev Perik Yudvav. That's designed with those Machalos Asuras. Enough for Rimon Echad and Rovas Azos to Shnei Rimon Echem. Enough for the Rovas and Rishon Echad the Elf etc. Kulam Asurim. Harishu Matzuk over there. Shalosh Tarovas. No, to get to the Mutter, there has to be another Tarovas. Kipshat Abrais. We've got the Zohar Shalos. We've taken over the Shalom Kipshat Abrais. All right. She said, "Efshe shezuz all have bars, but Brisa has a different years than the Brisa." He said, "The time of the Nilsa is important. Through the Afogav and the Dinah State Tarvus Savi, the Brisa the Avodah Zarah, or Mona B'dan, Echmiru, Atzvich and Shalosh Tarvus Nishum, Dabar she Efshe shel Shmatirin in Yisparador and Momen." The Rambam writes, "Remember the nuts and then the pomegranates. Remember we said that if the nuts crack, then they lose their status as being." So he says it's possible that that's going to happen. And then it'll be a double sheish of material. So that's why over there, by us, in the Chos Machalos Asuras, the Rambam required what? An extra tarot, because the double sheish of material required another suffix. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Gatan Kesef Mishnah of the Zohar Perek Zion over here works out the steer. Basically, what's important for us is the Rambam seems to be saying, by the Kesef Mishnah, during the Rambam, that the thing may crack. What do you mean may? That seems to say the double sheish material, not like we just read the Rashba. Rashba said that qualifies the double sheish material. What's it then? It has to be either vada yavo or it's biyanko. And yet here, the way the Kesef Mishnah, learning the Rambam, please look at it. I don't know quickly that we have to go to this thing, but you follow my point. The Kesef Mishnah here in Echad Avodah Zarah is saying that that even if it might happen, but it's possible, right, that maybe the nuts will crack, whatever they look, and that's a double sheish material. So, it could be a machlokas, because this was not my keys, believe me, to find the Kesef Mishnah somewhere in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But it's interesting to finish up in the Shulchan Aruch by us, it says in Sif Gimel, the Chavar's Lashon is, Yesh Misha Omer, this will finish, Yesh Misha Omer, Shalom Amr Dabash Yesh Matir and Elak Nishamatir Asid Lava Al Kolponim. It's definitely going to happen. Ava Matir Biya, Ima Matir Biya, Dava So, below Hesu, I'll come back later. Ava Dabash Eno Biya, ואינו ועדה שיגבו המעקב, אינו בדין דבר שיש מתירים, לפי חף פייצו של ספק שפייצו, של שער ואחרס, אינו בדין דבר שמתירים, לפי שאין המעקב ועדה, אינו בידע. אז הוא זה מחר פסק, לא? תשבור, תשבור, good. That's a price that all the time in the Apostle Paul and Torah, as we see. Right, so he's passing up. The shach is bothered, it's a cotton Zion, and it's a little shach. Lo yodati lama kashm habi din zeh b'shem yesh misha omer. What do you mean yesh misha omer? That's, he says, yesh misha omer, you have to have either biyado or it's automatic. What do you mean? He says that the Rashba says it, the Torah says it, the ain't cholik alayim. So what was the mechabra, yesh misha, as if there's some sort of machlokes. Right? So that's what the shach one is over here. So don't point out that. I saw it, the Birke Yosef from the Chidor in what's called the Shiure Bracha here in this sentence, Kuf Beis, says, one second, there is another Shita. He's the one who dug up that Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, explaining the Rambam that perhaps the Rambam holds that even it's not Biyado. And that's what, even though the Mechaber, you know, obviously passed the Rav Ashbo, introduced by saying, Yesh Misha Omer, the hint was that the Taka is somebody who is holy. The Rambam might be cholik. If you learn, even the Kesef Mishnah gives a different teretz over there. It's not the Kesef Mishnah there, in the Mazor, and when those Kahom, he's not telling you, Vadai, that's the Rambam hold. He just says that as a one possible answer to resolve the steer. Okay, but the Chidor suggests, it's great because the Chidor suggests, maybe that's why the Rambam, the Mechami has also Yesh Misha Omer, yeah.
The Kiyayir says also, hi,
oh, does he?
Okay,
I missed it. Oh, very good.
I saw it.
Very good. This would be, yeah, he doesn't spell it out. The sort of Birke Yosef spells it out. Very good. But this one came out. No, okay. All the Bikis. Very good. So it says the same thing. So that's probably what he's driving at as well.
Sure.
Okay. And yeah. Okay. All right. We'll stop over here. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow, I start a little earlier. I really want to finish up some yonim. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of finish the negotiation on here. Today. We start at 1 tomorrow. Is that sure? Is that sure? Okay. Yeah. Question.
Why is it?
Yeah.
First under different definition of bringing led by transit. So accordingly, the definition to Rambam Brit is
not. So explain the scheme is because the Rambam seems to require only one parole to be ready to suffer the mother. Whereas I have in my house, because Zion, because of Suez, requires two paroles. So the Kassimishinsky needs more machmer over here because of the negotiation on here. Or give this one character here. What is it with the negotiation on here? Because maybe it'll become mother on its own. Maybe.
I'm going to read up first.
Raw is older. It's older than 70.